practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio on this Sunday morning, Palm Sunday 2023. And of course, we are gathering around the radio today, as we do every Sunday morning at this time, to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But as I said, this is Palm Sunday, the Sunday that nearly 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ presented himself as the King to the Jews. Of course, we know that they rejected him, but nevertheless, he presented himself to them as their King. And so let's begin the program this morning with a song that's entitled, Rejoice, the Lord is King. And indeed, we should rejoice because of the fact that we realize that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and certainly he will reign as King forever. Well, what a joy it is to have you there by the radio today, and certainly if we could never serve you spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us. You can call us at the phone number that we will be giving to you in just a moment, simply because of the fact that we do like to hear from you. If you have a request as it relates to something that you're praying about, or even if you have a question about the Bible, we would love for you to give us a call. And that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. Our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And as I just said a moment ago, if we can help you in any way spiritually, or if you have a prayer request, please do not hesitate to contact us. Obviously, our desire is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You are a part of that whosoever. And if you want to spend eternity in heaven, then you have to have the forgiveness of sins. And the only way to have the forgiveness of sins is to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. And then he rose again from the grave for you, that through faith in him, you might have the forgiveness of sins and have eternal life. And so if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, call upon him now. Ask him to save you, and he will. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. I want to bring to your attention the fact that in just 2 weeks, that is April the 16th through the 18th, the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference will be sponsoring a seminar on understanding Islam. Our special guest speakers will be Nehemiah Paul with FMI International and Tom Wallace with the Fortress of Faith Ministry. And that particular seminar is going to be held right here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. It will start at 9:30 Sunday morning, then 10:30 Sunday morning, followed by 6 o'clock Sunday evening. And that, of course, is on the 16th of April. And then on Monday and Tuesday, the 17th and 18th of April, we will also be meeting here at the church at 7 o'clock as we continue the seminar. Islam is a religion that is growing by leaps and bounds. As a matter of fact, right here in the city of Altoona, there has been an Islamic mosque established. And it's important that we understand what Islam is all about. Many people have a false idea as to what Islam is about. Many people don't even understand that it is not a true religion. And so we're going to be talking about understanding Islam, and I would encourage you to come to that seminar, and everyone is invited, and certainly we would love to have you. That will be held again April the 16th through the 18th at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, and certainly you are involved. You are invited. You want to be involved. You are invited, and I would certainly encourage you to attend. Now, if you have any questions, you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894, and we would be delighted to answer any of your questions about that seminar entitled Understanding Islam that will be held here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, September the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Come on out and be involved. Let's learn a little bit more about Islam so that we might be able to understand what they believe and even then communicate the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to them as well. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the wonderful God that you are. We thank you for the fact that we can call upon your name and be saved, and know that when we do call upon your name, you will save us. For you've promised it in your word. Your word says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so, Father, it is my prayer that you'll bring to Christ today those who are closest to death, so that when they die, they will go to be with you in heaven rather than spend eternity separated from you in hell. Father, I just pray today that you will be honored and glorified through this program. Exalt your name. And of course, as we think of Palm Sunday, when the Lord Jesus Christ presented himself as the King of the Jews, it is my prayer that each and every one of us as Christians will allow him to be the King of our lives, that we might live for his honor and glory. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a solo entitled, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
So are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, where the Word of God says, in reference to Jesus Christ, And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 10, 11, and 12. And now before I deliver a message from Matthew chapter 21 on Jesus Christ as King of Kings, let's listen to another song. It's going to be an instrumental entitled, When We See Christ.
Thank you.
If you have a copy of God's Word, I would encourage you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, records the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem. Allow me to read those passages of Scripture, those verses of Scripture with you this morning. Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, it says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. That's Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And indeed, this is Palm Sunday, when Christians all around the world will be focusing on the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, when he presented himself to them as the King of Kings, which he truly is. Now, as Christ entered the city, many along the road praised and honored him. Sadly, for the Jewish nation, they rejected him as their king, and just 5 days later, the praise of the people turned into cursing as they cried, Crucify him, crucify him. They rejected him as their king. Let me share with you some facts about the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem. First of all, this triumphal entry is very significant, and we can see that it's very significant in the fact that it is recorded in all four of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record the triumphal entry. Secondly, the triumphal entry literally took place. It is a historical fact. It took place on Nisan 10, 30 A.D., and of course that would translate into March the 9th, 30 A.D., according to our calendar. And so it is a true historic event. Thirdly, the triumphal entry took place between Bethpage and Jerusalem over the Mount of Olives, through the Garden of Gethsemane, through the Kidron Valley, and through the Eastern Gate of Jerusalem. It was probably about a 2-mile procession. And then fourth, the triumphal entry began the last week of Christ's ministry on earth before his crucifixion, when Jesus Christ very deliberately presented himself to the Jews as their king. I want to read to you a quote that I've recently found as it relates to the triumphal entry. Listen to it very carefully. It says this, and I quote, At the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus entered the city in a new role. Prior to this, he entered unobtrusively, probably through the sheep gate, through which the animals for sacrifice were brought. But not this time. This time, Jesus entered Jerusalem as a king through the eastern gate in a more forward and daring way. Then after the triumphal entry, he cleansed the temple for the second time. He cursed the fig tree and condemned the religious rulers about their false teachings. Jesus was deliberate and decisive, forcing the issue of his kingship upon the Jewish people. He was in full control of the entire situation. Jesus never acted more kingly than when he entered Jerusalem this time and focused on the cross for which he came into the world. End quote. Jesus knew what he was doing. He knew that he was the king of Israel. He also knew that the Jewish people would reject him. And of course, he set his face toward Calvary so that he must suffer and bleed and die for the sins of the world, and then, of course, to resurrect again from the grave to give eternal life to those who call upon his name. Let me just share some facts with you concerning the kingship of Jesus Christ, because as I said, it is on this Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, that we think of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. First of all, Jesus Christ came into the world as a king. You will remember that when he was born, that the Magi came, as it's recorded in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and said, "Where is he who was born the King of the Jews?" But then, Jesus Christ was rejected as king by the Jewish nation. Oh yes, they wanted to see a king who would come and, as it were, do away with the Roman Empire. They wanted somebody who would lead them politically. But Jesus Christ had no interest in coming into the world to lead the Jewish nation politically. He wanted to rule them spiritually. And as the result, he was not the one that they were looking for in their minds, although he really was, and yet they rejected him. Thirdly, Jesus Christ died as a king. We remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ died, there was a placard that was put up on his cross that said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." So it was clearly presented as to who he was. However, he was rejected. But the Bible teaches us, as we study the Word of God, that eventually Jesus Christ will come again as king, and he will rule the world. All we need to do is to read the book of the Revelation, chapter 19, verses 11 through 16, where it teaches us that when Jesus Christ comes to set up his kingdom, he will destroy all the nations of the world. He will set up his kingdom, and he will rule and reign forever and ever. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ will reign on the throne of his father David. That's according to Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33, among other passages of Scripture, which simply means that he will be the ultimate ruler of the Jewish people. King David was certainly a king, but he basically ruled in Jesus' stead in history past. But when Jesus Christ comes again, he will rule on the throne of David. But then finally, I share with you the fact that Jesus Christ will rule the world as a righteous king. I mean, when he comes and sets up his kingdom, it is going to be something that will go on forever and ever and ever in a very, very righteous way. Jesus Christ is king. He is the King of the Jews. The question is he the king of your life? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have, I truly rejoice along with you. But if you haven't, I would encourage you right now, right beside the radio, simply say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I trust you to save me." And then allow him to be the king of your life. As you go to church today, and maybe you'll sing the song, "Rejoice, the Lord is King," I trust that you can say that he's the king of your life. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. That's why we say amen. The best is yet to come. To God be the glory. Have a great day in the Lord.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.